he's able. He's been telling you that he's able. He's been telling you that he is willing to bless you. He's been telling you that he has not forsaken you, and he's always there. He's also been telling you that my word talks about prosperity for my people. He's been staying on that spot. I don't know. And I guess he's staying there because apparently he's staying there because we're not getting it. We're not getting what God is telling us. Because if we were getting what God was telling us, he would move on to something else. He will go somewhere else into another topic, but so he's been staying there. So God said, you got me like a broken record, but that's okay. And today, he just shot all over the place with my message. He just jumped all in here and spiritually all in here. And my message, my thought today, he is not a first come, first serve God. Somebody didn't get that one. Some of you all didn't get that one. God is saying, I am not like the worst rest of the world. I don't know if you're getting that. But this world, this society is first come, first serve. It doesn't matter what you're in, where you go. If you go to the gas pump and your two cars go to the gas pump at the same time, the first person who put the pump in their car is the first one's going to leave. Principle. This world is a principle of first come, first serve. You go to the store, who's going to get served first? First one is there. Wherever you go at in this society, wherever you go at in this world, it is a first come, first serve. The first come, first serve world. Like it or not, that is where we as people do things. And in programs, see, we don't have an abundance of anything, but God does. When you don't know what you got and when you're going to run out, so don't they normally say first come, first serve? Because they don't know how many coming. They don't know when they're going to run out. So they don't appear to be mad at the end and everything is what? Gone. So they do a first come, first serve to try to please people. By putting that in writing, hopefully people don't get too upset when at the end they don't get something. But God is an abundant God. God never runs out of anything. He never runs out of finances. He never runs out of healing. He never runs out of blessing. He never runs out of anything. So God don't have to be first come, first serve. Hallelujah. He don't have to put at the bottom of whatever he is. He don't have to tell you when you ask him for a blessing, first come, first serve. See, God blesses based on two principles. Hope you get this today. He blesses you, one, on your willing to receive. One. We all say, I'm willing to receive. No. We think that we're willing to receive, but if we are true to ourselves, we're not willing to receive everything that God has to give us because we don't want to have to deal with what he gives us. We don't. Truthfully, we don't. If God gave us everything that he's able to, we could not deal with it. That's one. He gives us at our willingness to receive. Second, he gives us at our willingness to give or use it. See, God doesn't allow anything to go to waste, so he's not going to give us anything that we're going to what? Waste. And if he gives us more than we're willing to give back, guess what? It is what? Going to waste. God doesn't waste anything. He uses everything. God uses everything. So if you're not willing to receive, if you're not truly in your heart, truly in your gut, truly down deep, truly if the man down inside you, the person inside, male, female, the person inside is not willing to do what God, you asking God for, to go the distance. See, the one other thing about we don't know, but God knows us. We fool ourselves sometimes and say, if God gave me this, but God truly know that I can't give you that yet. So I know we ask God, why does some people look like they're being blessed all the time? See, it looks like from our eyes view, from what we see, it looks like God is serving first, come first serve. But God is saying today, I don't do that. God is saying that's not me. That's not my maker. That's not my characteristic. That's not who I am. Who I am. Paul teaches us in Acts. Paul teaches us in Romans. Paul teaches us in 1 Corinthians just how God is. So let us for a moment, let's see if we can get it today. Let's see if we can get it. Amen. Let's see if we can move God. Let's see if we can move God on in our life today. Anybody in here want to move God on in your life today? Is anybody else in here feel like God has been like a scratch record in your life? Be honest. We all have been there. Asking myself, why can't I get out of this situation? Why can't I get out of this condition? Why did it seem like it's just repeating, 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 and not moving forward? God is saying today, if you can get there, I'm ready to move you forward. That's what he's saying. That is what he said. He said, I'm ready to move you forward. So let's go. Let's journey to Acts. Acts chapter 10, verse 34. And Paul just talks about something that Peter said. He writes down something that Peter. Peter says, Peter began to speak, and he says, I finally understand. He said, I really. He said, I've got to a point where in here today, if you can get to the point and tell yourself, I really. He said, I really understand now that God does not consider some people to be better than others. I know sometimes we think that about ourselves, that I'm not getting where I should be, or I'm not getting where, no, this thing ain't changing in my life, because it seems like it's changing to everybody else except for me. Maybe because I'm doing something I ain't doing. Maybe because they're willing to go where I'm not going. Maybe, but see, understand what Peter said. If that's the case in my life, he said, God, it's on me. Yes. That's what he's saying. Let me go deep. Let me dig in the scripture for a minute. Let me put myself in Peter, position in the Peter. I believe he was looking at the mirror of himself, and he was wondering why God wasn't doing something he was asking God to do. So he finally looked at himself and said, hey, Guess what? He looked at himself and said, hey, guess what? I'm realizing that it ain't God. Oh, my goodness. He said, I really understand. Is there somebody in here today can say, I really understand it now? Can you honestly look at yourself and look in yourself and say, I really understand it now? And ain't in God, is in me. My blessing is waiting on me. The things that God has got for me is waiting on me. The things that God wants to do in my life is waiting on me. The things to change in my life is waiting on me. The thing, places I want to go, God is waiting on me. Because God, if God don't consider anybody than I am, God don't consider anybody to be smarter than I am. God don't consider anybody to look better than I do. If God looks at everybody the same, when is mine coming? When is my breakthrough coming? If it ain't God, when is my breakthrough coming? I know that ain't on God. That's what Peter says. He said, I know that ain't on God. He said, I know none that God don't see nobody. God don't put nobody in front of me. I know none that God don't look at nobody and think they're more important than I am. You see, our world society do that. Have you ever noticed how some, see, man play favor? Have you ever been on a work job and a person who should never got promoted? Somebody who can't work with people? Somebody that everybody in the workforce don't like them? Somebody who can't get folks to do whatever they want to do because they made favor with somebody? They got promoted, and the person who should have got promoted is in the background. The person who is making things work. Move the person who can work with everybody, the person who can get things done, is not always the one. Because we play favor, but I say is, all I want you to do is really want what I got for you. All I want you to do is use it 100%. That's what God is saying. Don't be afraid to receive it, and then don't be afraid to give it once you receive it. That's what God is saying. So in Romans chapter 9, verse 15, it says, God said to Moses, today I'm saying God is saying to you. Hallelujah. He said, God said to Moses, I will show mercy to anyone I want to show mercy to. Oh my goodness, I don't care. I'm God. You can't put no demands on me. You can't put no restrictions on me. You can't say that so-and-so is supposed to get it because so-and-so is so-and-so and so-and-so. He says, Moses. Because see, Moses was asking why God picked him. Yeah. That's what Moses was doing. He had killed somebody. He didn't think that he could speak. As well as some, he didn't think he could speak as well as some of the other ones could speak. See, he didn't speak think he could speak Hebrew. He could speak Greek, Egyptian. He went to the most educated schools. He was in Pharaoh's house. He had the best education there was to hire. Somebody would say that he didn't think he could speak very well, but he was saying because he wasn't around the Hebrew very long. From a baby, he was with the Pharaoh in the house of Pharaoh in Pharaoh's teaching. in the Greek teaching. So he couldn't speak Hebrew, but he couldn't relate with his own people. So when God called him, he said, I can't speak very well. Why are you calling me? I'm not able to talk to folks. They're not going to listen to me. I'm not able to relate with those people. But God said, don't worry about that. I'll send you Aaron. I'll let Aaron do the rest of it. God's got a way of doing things. And Aaron was already on the way before God even told Moses what to do. See, let me tell you, listen to, see, y'all got to take scripture and apply it. What God is doing for you is already on the way. Yeah, got me? Got me? If you read the Bible, whenever God was doing something for somebody, it was already in the making. It was already on the way. God is there talking to Moses, telling Moses what to do, and Moses is making excuses. And God said, your excuses has already been taken care of for you. You made it. Your excuses that you want to make that's down inside of you has already been taken care of before you even thought about it, because God already knew what the excuses was going to be. So he already took care of the excuses before you can make the excuses that never came out your mouth. Don't mean it won't be in your thought, but it shouldn't come out your mouth. Yeah, you see, you can't help to think it. Because we're human nature. You can't help to think the excuses, but don't speak it. Because God has already worked it. He says, Moses, I know you're a murderer. Moses, I know you're on the run. Moses, I know you're scared to go back to Egypt, because if you do, they're going to kill you, put you in jail. He said, no, Moses, you don't think I knew all that stuff? He said, I'm picking you anyway. I'm sending you anyway. And he said, I will show mercy to anyone I want to show mercy to, and I will show pity to anyone I choose. Anyone I chose, and I chose you. And God telling you today, I every do like this point. God chose me. Do the point, he says, and God chose me. God chose. Come on today. I want you. God chose you. If you can get there and understand that God chose you. Yes, yeah. You're here today. You woke up this morning. Every morning you wake up, yes, God make the decision to pick you. Say, God picked you to be on his team. This morning, God picked you to be on his team. Somebody praise the Lord about that. This morning, God pick you to be on his team. Play ball. Hallelujah. 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 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 11. This is the most powerful right here. This is so powerful right here. Get this. This where it got me. We know the Spirit was there. Y'all, how many know? If you did not know what the Spirit was really moving, it was walking all up down the aisle today. It says, one Spirit, the same Spirit, does all these things. The Spirit decides what to give to each one. The Spirit decides based on the Spirit doing an evaluation of you. The Spirit knows what's inside of you. You might fool yourself, but you can't fool the Spirit. You might tell yourself you're ready for such a thing, but you can't fool the Spirit. You can't try to convince yourself you're not afraid to do such and such, but you can't fool the Spirit. If you're afraid You're afraid to move forward. You're too afraid to see, receive what it is God really got for you. You can't fool the Spirit. Because it says the Spirit decides. Come on, folks. Come on. Understand whatever it is God has got for you. The Spirit decides what he's going to give, when he's going to give it. The Spirit decides when you're ready. Spirit decides how and when you're ready for that, whatever it is that you want God to work in your life. You got to get yourself. See, the Spirit does not work by 99.5. Spirit works by 100. You got to be 100% committed. 100% willing. And 100% ready. Because when God gives it to you, he is going to be looking for you to go forth and do it. No hesitation. We got all we understand. God is able. All the time. God is able. All the time. God is ready. And he's able to do whatever it is that he says he will do. And then understand this. Understand this. This is how you get yourself to 100% ready. You got to understand that God has no reason not to give it to you. No matter what you've done, no matter who you were, no matter where you were, no matter what people think about you, no matter what people say about you, no matter what people, how people feel about you, no matter bad things, words, or whatever you did, God has no reason. You got to look at yourself and say that. See, that's what we don't do. That's what we don't do. That's what we don't do. We don't look at ourselves and honestly look down inside ourselves and look at the dirty rag we were and how we were and where we were and how messed up things were and what we might have did, and then we won't look at ourselves and say, truly, I really realize and understand God has no reason not to do it. Somebody praise God for that reason. Praise God for that. How in the world, a person, only an atheist, a person who don't even believe in God, can bless better than you can? That should never happen. How in the world, a person who don't even think that God, don't even recognize God, be living a life better than you living? You know how that is? Because they tell themselves, no matter where they at, what they receive, they're worthy to receive it. That's what they tell themselves. Some of y'all been there. A person got a job. Yeah, because they tell themselves, oh, they don't care that they I like them. They don't care. They can't, that people don't even want to speak to them in the morning when they walk by them. Already told themselves they deserve it. Told themselves, I've been here all this time, I deserve it. All you do is ask and do something, they'll do it. You only have to use that people to do, because if they know they don't do, they get fired. People do stuff and won't even get fired if they don't do because you asked them. That's the way the world works. We're in the world, but not of the world. We're in the world, but we're not of the world. So which means we should have a different about us. I'm going to do it this way. If you can't pull it up because you know it is, pull up and no. See, we sometimes we won't say we shouldn't say that. Oh yeah, you are. Yeah, you should. Sometimes no. I don't know. When I was in my position, I always said, you should have it. Oh no! Director, they hired before me. Every time they hired another one, I went in there. I told the boss, why did he give that to them? You should have gave it to me. I won't go on through the whole spiel about being God's servant and all that kind of stuff. They ain't want to hear that no way. But I told myself, true God, if anybody should have got it, should have been. But realized too, stop saying it, but I realized so the person got there and all of the craziness was going on, and they want my time yet. Woo! I saw all the craziness that they was causing and I said, thank you, God. But when my timing was there, in the right executive director and the right deputy director who now recognized me for all the work that I did, but recognized me as a servant of God. The two people in charge also recognized. No, it would never had been a time when I could go in the deputy director's office. She lost her father and prayed with her, and she was really appreciative of it. The devil needed to come and need to be comforted. She knew where to find it from, because she recognized me and accepted me. Not just because I had been there 30 years, but because she knew I was a man of God. The second director, being a man of God himself, recognized that. That was my I was able and capable of doing anything that all the other one that the world operation gave them the position. And every time, even though I didn't get it, every time it came up, I applied. I was up there. I was right there, because that was when I walked on that job. God told me, "You're gonna be a director." He put it in my heart. At that organization, sometime that it would happen. But guess what? This is the key thing about it. Guess what? A director for many a year, but the whole company treated me like I was a director. Every employee in that company treated me that way, even though I didn't have a title. That's the way not some employees, they saw me right there. My name wasn't on the website, and listen, they didn't have my name and all the stuff about me. But wherever I went in that company, I was looked upon as being one of the top leaders of the company. Respected that way. They saw me that way. They treated me that way because God was doing it. And I walked out the door of that company. That's exactly what my title was. Director Operations. That's what I only had the job for about a year. After being years, about a year in the position, 2 years in the position, as God knew that the season and the timing, not only was the season and timing, but he knew that it was a season and the timing for all. Because he put me in a position where it was a position where they could see some serious godless. It was to the point where we got so close one time they didn't know how they were going to. But the employee had to have some strength. Something in somebody. It put me in a position when things was bad. When morale was really worse. That's when he didn't elevate me for me. He elevated me. You got to be willing to let God elevate you, not for you, but elevate you for him. So when people do see you, wherever you get to, they don't see you, but see the God in you. Hallelujah. Don't mean you do everything right, but see you treating people right. See you on love, care for people. And not saying it, but they feel it in you. I'm going to tell you right now, your season is in the palm of your hand. Just let God use you. Come on, rest on your feet. God is able. God is able. God is. Hallelujah. Able. This is what God he can do. We thank you for your warm, radiating spirit that you filled this place with today. Father God, we thank you because the people was they came was a little sore in the body. A little sore in the bones. The weather has affected them just a little bit here and there. But God, we thank you for warming up the place. We thank you for warming up the spirit. We thank you for your healing power that came into the midst today. Lord, we thank you for the praise team and pressed today and allowing your spirit to be used today. We thank you for opening up the heart and the mouth. The song. Let your spirit move through the music and the words. We thank you for the willingness to be used today. Though they might not feel like it, but we thank you for your willingness for them. We thank you for the drum, for the keyboard. Because we know that once we let you use us, we can't give nothing nowhere near to what you can give us. No matter how much we can never give what you can give. Father, we give your name the praises because you're worthy of all the praise. Now we pray special prayer over these your people. Whatever barrier, whatever chain, whatever yoke that they have allowed to tie them down in their life, we pray right now that they take a crowbar, take a mallet, take a sledgehammer, and knock that thing out of their life today. Cut it out. Take it out. Move now. In the name of Jesus. And Father God, we give your name and praise because you're able to do all things. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son. And Father God, we pray that as we separate on the physical, put together, bound together in the spirit in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you all.